And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I should be joined on the line by Deirdre Brennan. Good morning to you, Deirdre.
Good morning to you, Debbie.
How are you this morning?
I'm not too bad at all.
Great. This morning we're talking about AMA. And for people who don't know who AMA is, can you tell us a little bit about her?
Well, AMA comes from India, but she would be described, I suppose, best described as a world-renowned humanitarian and spiritual leader. And for 30 years, like, she's been bringing her love, hope, peace, and her talks, and her, I suppose, darshan, her signature embrace to the world. And she travels the world just spreading, I suppose, her main message is love and compassion. Mm. Yeah.
And a little bit about, you mentioned on our talk off air about darshan. What is darshan?
It's AMA was compelled when she was very young to hug people. And you can imagine in her culture, this was not really looked upon very well because women shouldn't touch men and so on. Mm. So, but she carried on. She was very young when she wanted to do this. It's the motherhood in her. She said, everyone needs a hug, which, yeah, I think is lovely. And she has continued to do that. So, in fact, in America and CNN, they call her the hugging saint. That's how they dubbed her. But she's much more than that.
Well, we all know a simple embrace, a simple hug makes you feel a lot better. So,
exactly.
You know, I believe she's hugged over 31 million people, even probably more now. I've been reading up a little bit about. So, I mean, that's a lot of hugging.
That's a lot of hugging. And some people say to me, sure, I could sit down and hug myself. And you try and do it day in, day out for 365 days of the year and see how painful it is. I can tell you, it's she goes for days sometimes. You know, she will start a program in the morning and then she'll go all through the day and then do it again and do it the following day. So it's quite an amazing gesture of love. And sometimes when people ask her, you know, why do you do it? And she says, do you ever ask a river why it flows? You know, she has the most beautiful wisdom and profound thoughts on the world, you know.
And what have people said about how they feel after being hugged by her?
Well, it's very hard to describe. I mean, I know Louis Theroux did a documentary and, you know, he says it as it is. And I think he was doing a documentary on why Westerners go to India to find it. But I think when he did meet AMA, he was very, like all of us, I mean, it's very hard to describe. It's a very personal thing. Mm. You are touched profoundly by it. You can be extremely happy by it. You can cry. I know I cry all the time. And it's not a cry because I'm sad, but it's almost some sort of a release or something. It's so beautiful. I don't even know how to describe it, but there's a profound peace that comes across you. And I've never, ever found anything that was so beautiful in my life. So that's why I keep going to her, you know.
Is it like if people are listening today and, you know, it's not kind of like she's going to make things, if you have an illness, you're going to be better. Is it like a spiritual hug? Is it going to probably make you feel spiritually better in yourself or emotionally better? But if you're suffering with some ailment, does this hug help in any way?
Well, as we know, we all have challenges, whether it's illnesses or financial difficulties or relationship problems. And, you know, she says stress is our number one killer. It's not true. All of these other things. And, you know, to alleviate stress, we have to start with ourselves, because, you know, no doctor's going to cure that. Nobody's going to do, you know, to help. You have to help yourself. So in a way, you know, she promotes meditation and yoga. And a journey to yourself, you know, your true self.
Yeah.
And in some way, this hug is a kind of an awakening of this journey into your true self. So that's how I would describe it. It's really something special.
Okay, so let the listeners know, Deirdre, when is she coming to Ireland and how do they get in line for AMA's blessing or hug?
Okay, well, she's coming to... Yeah, we're very excited to have her coming to Ireland. She only comes every 2 years and as part of her big European programs in Europe. She goes to all the cities in Europe. So she's coming to Dublin in City West on the 13th and 14th of October. Yeah, of course, the admission is free. Everything around AMA is free. It isn't anything about money. It's better to come in the morning. You can come, there's a program in the morning of the 13th and one in the evening time. There's a little gap there. So the doors will be open at 8:30 in the morning for both days. And you get a kind of a token or a ticket or a token just to let you know when you can come up and meet AMA. It's just so it's 9:00 in the morning for both mornings, and then evening it starts at 7:30 until very late.
And she'll be there for the whole, for both of the days, doing that all day. Yeah, that's
quite
strenuous.
She will come in,
Go ahead. I'm just saying, God, it's a long 2 days for it to be, you know, sitting there like, is she really, for 2 whole days? And I'm sure there's a lot of people will attend. Roughly how many are you expecting to attend?
Well, last, in 2016, we had over 6,500 people coming. That was over the period of the 2 days.
Yeah.
So we're expecting more people and more people. We find now more people are more open to this. I suppose in a way, when I met AMA 91 and I came back from India and I told my family about this incredible human being, and everybody looked at each other and said, what's happened to Deirdre, my mother has met her, my dad and my family and lots of friends, and now they understand. You know, it's very hard to, as I said, put it into words, but it's just a very beautiful celebration. And in the City West, it'll be a kind of a, as one of the I think RTE was out and they were doing an interview with her, and they said, what is this, Emma? And she says, it's a celebration of love. So there's lovely food being served, there are stalls there, there's going to be holistic stalls there for you to get massaged or whatever, and all of the proceeds go into her amazing volunteer-based humanitarian movement. So it's generating money. So when you go there, you're actually helping, people, clothe, feed, and bring shelter to people. So it's a win-win situation, really.
And is there an age limit, or do you have to be over 16?
No age limit, and everybody is welcome. And if people are having difficulties, if they're at all disabled or are challenged in any way, there are people there to help them as well. So there's. All is welcome.
Okay, so if people are quite probably ill and can't queue up, will they ring beforehand? Is there a number you can ring or a website you can go on to find out more?
No, there will be people, when you enter the hall, there will be people who will be able to help you with that, and you will be directed to areas, a special area if you can't queue up. But it's lovely because if you get a token, say if I went in the morning and I got a token for it's from A to Z, and if I get a token for maybe H or something like that, well then I can go around the hall and have my dinner or lunch or whatever it is, and then you can see your number coming up, if you know what I mean. So it's very organized like that, and you have time to go around and
just take it all,
the lovely atmosphere in the place. So it's very well organized.
Deirdre, how did you first hear about AMA?
Believe it or not, I heard music first. I heard my background's in music, I heard beautiful music, and I thought, gosh, that's amazing. And it had a different effect on me. I knew that. And a friend of mine was going off to India, and she said, do you want to come down to where the source of the music is? And as you do, I went down. it was the first spontaneous thing I ever did. I was kind of in need of some sustenance. And again, I wasn't looking for anything, or I wasn't feeling I needed anything. But when I went down and found it was AMA's Swamis that sing so beautifully, and they will be singing during the course of the cultural event as well. And I was just really taken by it. And then I met AMA and I was like, wow, what is this? What is this person,
And that's going back to 1991, and you've been involved since. Great. Okay, for people then listening and wanting to go along on the day, it's City West, the 13th and 14th of October. Is there a number limit on it? Like, I mean, if thousands turn up, will she be able to see everybody, or is it first come, first served?
Yes, she will see everybody and everyone will be seen, and she will sit there until everybody is seen. So, and not to worry, 6,000 is nothing. In Madrid, there's over 12,000. In Barcelona, over 12,000
really?
People come to
so
see her. Yeah, we are actually the smallest program in Europe, believe it or not. So, yeah, get out there before it gets any bigger. And in India, I was at her 50th birthday celebration and her 60th, and you're talking about over 200,000. So all of those people get hugs, believe it or not. I know. It's kind of hard to believe, but I have witnessed it, so it's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. So the
very, very lovely.
Yeah, the comfort from a hug. It is always good, and she sounds like a wonderful lady. So if you're in the City West Hotel or you want to go along, it's the City West Hotel, the 13th and 14th of October. There's no pre-booking. You just go along on the day and get a token, and just wait, I suppose, till your turn comes along. And maybe, Deirdre, afterwards you might come and talk to us and tell us how it went.
I'd love to. I really would love to.
Okay.
And thanks for the opportunity to tell people that she's coming
to
Ireland.
Right. I hope the day goes well, the weekend goes well, and we'll talk to you then afterwards, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks Deirdre. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.